Gunman opens fire on tram in Netherlands, 3 dead. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 18, 2019. 3 people have been killed and 9 injured after what was reported to be a single person or several people opening fire on board an urban tram in the Dutch city of Utrecht on Monday morning. Multiple police and ambulance helicopters responded to the 24th of October Square tram station in the city around 1045 local time after reports of injured people and shooting. Counter-terror police are on the scene and investigating, but the Dutch authorities have not yet confirmed the motive of the shooter. Algemene Dagblad, a Dutch newspaper with a local office in Utrecht, reported that several gunmen have attacked passengers on board the tram before fleeing the scene. Dutch newspaper De Telegraaf reports while police are aware of one gunman, they are not presently ruling out multiple attackers. Police have so far released few details about the incident, nor have they given an indication of how many were injured. There has also been no confirmation on the identity or motivation of the perpetrator, or if there were multiple gunmen. Update 1930, Geert Wilders speaks. Arguable the best-known Dutch Member of Parliament, anti-Islamification MP Geert Wilders has taken to Twitter to ask rhetorically of the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte of the failures of the security system which allowed the suspect to kill. Noting the alleged killer was already known for violent crime from manslaughter to theft, destruction and rape and for extremism, Mr. Wilders asked Monday evening how it was he was able to get hold of a weapon and roam freely to launch the attack. Don't expect an answer anytime soon. In other notes online, Mr. Wilders sarcastically praised enriched multicultural society and said he'd called for a debate in the Dutch parliament as early as tomorrow to discuss the attack and before the forthcoming provincial elections, he said, which are due to happen on Wednesday. Update 1735, suspect arrested. After several raids across Utrecht and increased border checks with neighboring Germany, while the suspect remained at large, Dutch police now say the main suspect Gökman Tanis has been arrested. More details will, no doubt, follow. Update 1600, more information on the background of the attacker. Britain's BBC reports claims made about Tanis by a Turkish businessman, who spoke to the broadcaster's Turkish language service. The businessman, who also lives in Utrecht, said Tanis had fought in Chechnya and was later arrested for his links to the Islamic State. This claim has not been substantiated. In more positive developments, the number of injuries has now been revised down to 5 from 9. Update 1400, 3 dead. The mayor of Utrecht has made a statement, revealing that there have been 3 fatalities and 9 further wounded people in the Utrecht shooting, which is increasingly being treated as a terror attack. On that matter, speaking at a press conference, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said, "If this is a terrorist act, then there is only one answer, we will not depart for intolerance. Never." Update 1330, Turkish-born male named as a suspect in the shooting. Despite earlier reports of multiple shooters, Dutch police now speak of one suspect, a 37-year-old Turkish-origin male named as Gökman Tanis. While officers in the city have surrounded a particular building in the city, as that operation was ongoing, the official account shared a security camera image of a male standing on a tram. Police told the public not to approach him if spotted but to telephone with any information, strongly implying that police have not yet successfully pinned the alleged assailant down. Update 1300, police raid addresses across Utrecht. The tram shooter remains on the run, and Dutch police have now advised locals in Utrecht to stay indoors given the possibility of a follow-up attack. Heavily armed police have been seen raiding several addresses across the city, but there has been no further information about the identity of the attacker. It is still not known how many people were injured in the attack, but Dutch media reports that all those who need medical treatment have now reached hospital. Update 1145, local media reports one fatality. De Telegraaf reports witness testimony that one body at the scene of the shooting has been covered with a blanket, indicating there was at least one fatality in Utrecht this morning. Comprehensive information about the situation is yet to be forthcoming from police, but the Dutch government has put the city on the highest state of security alert, at least until this evening, as the perpetrator is believed to still be at large. The Dutch government is holding a crisis meeting Monday in the wake of the possible terror attack, cancelling other meetings. Dutch journalists report there is an unusually high level of armed security patrolling outside the parliament building, which officers confirmed was in response to the Utrecht event. This story is developing and edits are taking place in real time.